Hey, wake up. Wake up. Hey, it's me. It's just me. You're okay. You were moving around in your sleep. I wasn't sure if I should wake you up at first, but then I thought maybe you were having another nightmare. Were you? It's over now. It's okay. It was just a dream. It wasn't real. There you go. You're okay. You're safe. Do you want to talk about it? Sometimes they can feel so real. It can take a few moments to pull yourself out of it, even after you're awake, huh? I've got you, though. It wasn't real. This is real, though. It's just you and me. Nothing bad can happen to you here. It's all sunshine and rainbows, okay? You're gonna be just promise. It was just a dream. Here, I have an idea. I'm lighting a candle. When I was younger, I used to have night terrors. Really bad ones. I'd wake up screaming and shaking. And my mom would always light a candle to make me feel better. She said it would capture the nightmares. Plus, it smells good. So do you. Think you can fall back asleep? Well, I will stay awake with you until you do. Of course. As long as it takes. No, I don't have to get up that early. Well, I have to be at work by 7, but it's really no problem. Okay, I'll nap on the bus. Sure. Who needs a full 8 hours anyway? I will stay up with you as long as you need. Okay? It's my pleasure. I do wish the circumstances were a little different, though. I wish we were wide awake because we were laughing too hard or drank too much caffeine or something. I just hate that you're feeling like this. You deserve to only ever feel happy and warm and safe. But these nightmares, they'll go away. They'll be replaced by good dreams. And until then, I will be right here to pinch you awake or kiss you awake or any kind of waking of your choosing. Just not an air horn, because I'm afraid I don't have one of those. Of course. But you don't have to thank me. There's nowhere else I'd rather be. Besides, I think it's about time I take care of you. You're always taking care of me. Yes, always. Always being here for me. Always giving me a shoulder to cry on. Always giving me words of encouragement. Let someone take care of you for a change. Yeah? You'll allow it? Well, it's my honor to be that someone. You're so huggable. Like a teddy bear. Yeah. Or a pillow pet. Remember when pillow pets were really popular? I had an alien one. Yeah, one of the little aliens with the three eyes from Toy Story. My mom gave it to Goodwill, I think, but now I have you, so it's fine. Well, you aren't green, and you're short an eye, but you'll do. How are you feeling? Are you still shaken up? Yeah, I can tell your muscles are starting to relax. That's good. Why don't we take a few deep breaths? Ready? In. Out. In. And out. In. And out. There, you feel that? Your heartbeat is all steady. Now, as long as you keep that up, as long as you just keep breathing, you're gonna be just fine. That's all you gotta do. Just keep breathing. Have I ever told you how much I love the sound of your heartbeat? I have. Last night. And the night before that. And the night before that. Well, I love the sound of your heartbeat. Okay, here's an idea. Tell me about the best dream you've ever had. Like a dream that was just so happy and exhilarating and wonderful that when you woke up you were devastated. Come on, think. Surely you've had at least one dream that you didn't want to wake up from. Okay, do tell. Wow, really? I wouldn't want to wake up either. You'll have dreams like that again. You want to try resting your eyes? If you can't fall asleep, that's okay. But it might be good to try. And you know I'll be right here if you need anything. Here, take my hand. You clench your fists when you're having a bad dream. I don't know if you know that. But now, if you squeeze my hand, I'll know to wake you up, okay? I'll be right here.